For a couple of kids growing up in Queens, New York, a school production of Alice in Wonderland was the beginning of a great musical friendship. They called themselves Tom and Jerry and recorded their first song together in 1955. A decade later, everyone knew them as Simon and Garfunkel. They released this song in the fall of 1966.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel are together again this fall for what they're calling the Old Friends Tour. And we're so pleased to be joined in our Chicago studio by annoying music man, Jim Nader. Jim, how are you this morning?
Lynn, I feel like Jesus when he lost his mittens.
Well, you know, I feel that we may have just irritated quite a number of Simon and Garfunkel fans out there in the world by, I'm sorry to say, introducing you instead of Simon and Garfunkel this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I was wondering, are Simon and Garfunkel tunes, why do so many artists want to cover them in the first place?
That's a good question, you know. I'll be back in about 10 minutes. I think because every song has a really good hook. So I, you know, we had to go into the Ray Conniff, which is always kind of an emergency thing. Ray Conniff and the Singers, because Ray Conniff has a way of taking legendary lyrics, turning them into bump 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 and woo woo woo, and he sold dozens of albums. And then you have to go to heavy metal.
For Scarborough Fair?
Would I lie, Lynn?
All right, that's going to wake up all the Simon and Garfunkel fans around the country now.
That may wake up Simon and Garfunkel if they're in a hotel room somewhere, because they're on tour. Let's get that straight. This is Queensryche, and I don't know what the big deal is with Scarborough Fair. I've been there. It's like 40 miles north of the Dells. I got my first speeding ticket there.
Well, you know, there's one Simon and Garfunkel song that I think sort of lends itself to parody, shall we say, or... Well, it lends itself to this segment on annoying music, and that would be Feeling Groovy. But for my money, anyway. Oh, hello. What are we listening to now, Jim? That's a whole other language.
This is Feeling Groovy, Jim. Yeah, this is the one song that's kind of dated, but this is Parvarim from Israel, Simon and Garfunkel in Hebrew, and they give a new life to it, I think. And it's kind of interesting, you know, as you mentioned, to hear it in another language, and I found another version of the 59th Street Bridge song, Feeling Groovy, that also has kind of a unique language.
Slow down, you move too fast, you gotta make the morning last.
You know, I'm kind of finding myself bouncing listening to this.
Yeah, the beginning starts that way, but it's very deceptive. It sort of pulls you in with a... sense of security that is soon dashed like parsley and sage.
Oh my gosh, they've added Frère Jacques into this. How did they manage to do that?
Genius. I think they throw in some nursery rhymes too.
They just keep going and going and going. Do they keep coming up with more nursery rhymes here? Should we keep listening?
Please not.
Okay.
This is Sandler and Young. They were, a Vegas-type duo that were very popular and also took hit songs and turned them into an art of some sort.
You know, I learned something startling in preparing, as I did extensively for this this interview.
Wow, Scott never prepares. This is great.
Well, I hear that some people use the music of Simon and Garfunkel to get physically fit or to improve their health. Is that right?
Absolutely. I think it's because songs like Bridge Over Troubled Water just help your cardiovascular system.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10 and flex. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You know, I have a horrible feeling that I actually did exercise to this song at one time and I've forgotten it.
Well, you look great.
Thanks.
Breathe deeply and hold it.
What was Jane thinking? You just have to wonder. What was she thinking when she picked Bridge Over Troubled Water to do aerobic exercise to?
Maybe she had good perception and knew they would be popular for so many years.
And lift using your stomach muscles, not your arms.
Is it possible there's a worse version of Bridge Over Troubled Waters than this?
Yes, there's a great group, and I'm sure you've heard of them, Anarchist and Parasite.
Oh, yeah, I listen to them all the time.
I guess this is the cool down after the Jane Fonda record. It's something I'll probably dream about tonight and wake up in a cold sweat. But I think we should change the pace if you can stand it. One of the greatest songs, and probably the one that put them over the top from The Graduate, of course, is Mrs. Robinson.
Steel band.
Yes, but this is the United States Navy steel drum band. Our tax dollars well spent.
Hey!
Oh, hold on one second. Oh.
Oh, what's that?
My cell phone. Hold on, I forgot to turn it off.
PTA, Mrs. Robinson, won't okay the way you do your thing.
One of the most annoying versions I found was by the chairman of the board.
So not everything translates so well when Frank sings it, huh?
No, and it just shows his power because he probably did this in one take. He went in, he changed the lyrics, had a big orchestra and walked out, and no one had the courage to say, Frank, Mr. Sinatra. It really is one of the worst. He's difficult to pin down because he selects his songs well, but this one slipped through.
Is there one that's worse than that?
There's one that's not worse, but equal in its concept.
Guy Lombardo.
Oh, you got it. Those wah-wah-wahs.
That's a New Year's Eve, Mrs. Robinson, huh?
I had to select between Lawrence Welk and Guy Lombardo, and Mr. Lombardo won with the wah-wah-wah.
Well, let's go out on Guy Lombardo. How about that?
Please, as soon as possible.
And here's to you, Mr. Nader. Our listeners love you more than you will ever know. Jim Nader is host of The Annoying Music Show and producer of numerous CDs. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.